this event has grown in stature year in, year out, and of course it's been in Ipswich here now for, I would think, probably around about 8 or 9 years now. It used to be historically staged at Wimbledon. Now it's here at Ipswich, and every year it gets bigger and bigger. And if anything, by the ticket sales are going, I think this is probably going to be the biggest so far. Banner racing is incredibly popular right now. It's always had quite a following, but I think for this particular event, it's the amount of dedication and work and effort that the guys put into the cars. I mean, most of these drivers would have been preparing these cars for many weeks, maybe several months, and the meticulous preparation, when you think that they're going out there and pretty much destroying the cars, it has a massive appeal to the spectators. I mean, the sign writing and the graphics and everything that goes onto the cars and the preparation, you know, the fans just love to come and see that and experience that. And then of course the racing itself, I mean, we've got, you know, in excess of 230 cars booked in for this event, so it means like the first three heats are going to be very heavily subscribed with people just trying to get into that world championship final.
For any potential winner of a world final, what are the qualities you're looking for in a driver? We talk about various other meetings that you have where guys are trying to shave a second off here and a second off there. Is it slightly different with Banger Racing?
It probably is, but in actual fact, you know, there's a massive amount of preparation that goes into Bangers. A lot of people don't realise this, but the guys who are at the top, certainly in National Bangers, the amount of work that they put into the cars and the preparation is incredible, because at the end of the day, if they've got any chance of winning, they've got to finish. So that car has got to be, you know, it's got to be built so it will last, it will take one or two hits, but then still keep going. And there's quite a few things and that the guys do to the cars to try and ensure that that happens. Obviously, there's a massive amount of luck, because the favourite drivers quite often can get taken out early in the going, like we saw Jason Jackson last year, one of the favourites taken out in the first few laps. Also, if you have got that skill, that's going to work on your side in the experience, like what proved last year with Jack Overy as well. You know, he'd been there or thereabouts for so many years, and a lot of people thought that maybe he wouldn't get his chance, but eventually last year it all came together, and he had the right car, the right sort of brakes on the track, and it came good for him.
You mentioned Jason Jackson there last year. Does it help perhaps not to be a favourite and to just quietly go about your business for this one, because the second you're branded with a favourite tag, you're a marked man?
You can be. It all depends on your reputation, to be quite honest with you, Graham, because there's a certain element that if you are one of the top guys and you're sort of lining up behind somebody, you know, there's that little bit of intimidation. So it can work in your favour sometimes to think, well, I've got a good chance here because my reputation is here, and you know, there may be one or two people who simply don't want to lock horns with the top guys. So it works in two ways. You can either be a marked man, or you might just get a bypass somebody.
Who are we looking out for this year?
Well, you can never discount, obviously, Jason Jackson, as we mentioned. Obviously, we've got, the defending champion, Carl Jack Overy, as well. But there's any manner of drivers out there that could really, you know, land this one. Historically, the world final over the years sometimes has provided a lot of surprise winners as well from other promotions that maybe slipped under the radar that some of our drivers weren't sort of keeping an eye out for. So the one thing we can be sure of, it'll always be exciting, it will always be dramatic, and come the checkered flag and the fireworks at the end, the guy that crosses the line would have earned his right to win that title.
What's the format for the whole evening? What time do the turnstiles open? What time do the things start kicking off?
Well, it's a very busy day. I mean, for us, from a staff point of view and infrastructure, we'll be here from probably about 9:30 Saturday morning, but and drivers will be arriving during the day. I mean, we've got 230 odd cars to get into the pit area and all the infrastructure there. But basically, those with advance tickets, the gates will open for them at 3 p.m. So they can come in with their advance tickets and get their favourite spot, because obviously finding your spot in the stadium is going to be prime at this particular event. And then the first race gets away at 5 p.m.
You mentioned 230 cars there, 230 plus I think you've got this weekend. Such a huge operation for your track officials. I guess this is the busiest event of the year?
Certainly, compared to Speed Weekend, I would say it's the second biggest event for them. But the team we have here now have done this so many years now that it's kind of a well-oiled machine. Everybody knows what they need to do. They all know what's expected of them. We're all actually meeting for breakfast first thing Saturday morning, which is a good kind of team-building exercise, so everybody can sit down together and discuss what they need to do. And then it will run, you know, as smoothly as we can make it from there.
We talked about ticket sales going so well. I think the whole general mood around Foxhall at the moment is excellent due to these race weekends that you have, and also the form of the Ipswich Witches. I mean, we just touch on them. Who'd have thought that they would have been able to turn their season around and now they're possibly favourites for the title?
Well, it's fantastic, and I'm absolutely thrilled for Chris and his team. They've done a good job. I mean, as we saw at the beginning of the season, things didn't quite work out as they were hoping, but one or two team changes. I think the fans have played a massive amount. I know they've got some very dedicated fans that come along now, and they make a bit of noise and add some excitement. And for any competitor, you know, that little extra boost from the public makes all the difference. And we've seen fortunes turn around, and, you know, they've come through the playoffs, and who knows, they could just possibly win the league.
And it just shows your momentum in sport is huge, isn't it? Once you get on a run of wins, it becomes a habit.
Absolutely, because you can find that fortunes are down, but if you can just turn them around, you know, anything is possible, and Foxhall is one of the places where dreams can and do come true. I've been here so many years and seen that happen. So it's great for Ipswich Speedway, which puts them in a good position, obviously, for the 2017 season. It's great for us because they're very much part and parcel of what we do. So it's a win-win situation for everyone concerned at Foxhall Stadium.